Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, God is good, and He is mightily moving by the Spirit, and His return is imminent. He said, tell my people my return is imminent. Be ready that they be not left. God wants His people in heaven with Him. He don't want to leave not one of His children here where judgment's going to take place because of a technicality. Because they get in strife or unforgiveness or something that the enemy can accuse them of. Live your life according to God's word. Don't do what Jesus said, don't do. He said also, many will come to me saying, Lord, Lord. He'll turn to them and say, I never knew you. You know how dangerous that is? Study what Jesus says. If you study what Jesus said, that's the heart of God's will for you. Now, the things that Jesus taught, if you start in, Matthew chapter 4, and study all the way up to throughout the parables, if you study what Jesus said, you're going to be all right. If you're faithful, He did the work. But you're doing this for your wisdom so you don't get caught up in the world. Salvation to us is free. We don't have to work for it. But you do have to keep yourself from getting tangled up in the world. Now, I like for people to know Him. If you know God, He can keep you out of mess. Mess is easy to get into and hard to get out of. But God can help you avoid it. Now, if you really want to know God, I promise you, if you draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. If you study St. John chapter 12 to chapter 17, you're going to get to know who God is. You're going to see Him do miracles. You're going to see what Jesus said to His disciples just before He left. The things He said before the disciples set the pace of what they did in the book of Acts. They had revelation knowledge of Jesus. And when the Holy Spirit came upon them, it all made sense. See, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He'll guide you into all truth. A lot of times, the last broadcast the Lord had me doing, He showed how people like to vote. In this country, we vote for the president, we vote for the pastor, we vote for what we want. Why not let God guide you in life? I ended last week's broadcast on the website part. Remember, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com. And everything on the website is free. You can't pay. You just go on there and download whatever you want to hear. But today's broadcast is on newlivingletters.com. But the website portion is almost 30 minutes long. We play the first 15 minutes on the air. So, and there's more to it. And you can listen to all of the broadcasts. You can listen to next week's broadcast if you want. It's on there now in real time. So, this is why I'm letting people know. newlivingletters.com. Free. But, when I ended the last one, I was talking about how people like to vote and how strife can get people in trouble. Unforgiveness, God cannot forgive you of your sins if you harbor unforgiveness. Make sure you've forgiven everybody you know. From the old, even new, and walk in the love of God. If you have trouble doing it, do it by faith and ask the Lord to help you. Do it in His strength. Because God can't lie. Jesus said, if you don't forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your trespasses. And you know we got them. So we need forgiveness. So we got to forgive people who did us wrong. That's just the way it is. It's tight, but it's right. And I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. Because I knew I was going to mess up. I mess up stuff. But this is too important. I said, well, wait a minute, Lord, time out. Teach me how to love your people. Because I almost got in a fight with a guy. I talk about that from time to time. And the Lord, He helped me to win in His strength. And He taught me more about it. So I want that to happen for you. That if you want to walk as a Christian person, a Christian man or a Christian woman, you want to walk in the love of God. Because you want people to know, you know he's real. See, people who are Christian people, they have peace. They know where they got it. They know Jesus is real. And they know God is good. And they want what God has done for them to happen for others. That's just the way it is across the board, no matter what country you come from. Even in the Muslim countries where they will kill you for being Christians, there are people who, the Lord helped them to walk in love. They want to walk in love. They risk their life to be a Christian. And you know, in Iran, Jesus is appearing to millions of Christians. Millions of people got saved in Iran. People and it was on the news, on CNN of all things. Nevertheless, when God do a miracle, see over there, they're bold. They're not afraid to say God did this and that. And when Jesus appeared to them, it's a big deal over there. And it ended up on our news station. But here, when God talked to people, some people don't want to admit that God talked to them because of the persuasions of people. See, Satan wants God to be a mysterious stranger. God's not, he didn't die for you to be your mysterious stranger. God is your Father if you believed on him through Jesus Christ. And he's not a mysterious stranger. If he's a mysterious stranger, that's your fault. That's in your mind. But if you study the word of God with the intent to do it, you're going to have a personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that's what we all need. Now, I'm not ashamed to say that God told me this and God told me that. Because he does. I draw near to him. I ask questions. And by all means, ask questions. What people say, the old preachers used to tell people, you don't question God. They were afraid that people would question his authority. But they meant well, but they were wrong. You need to ask God every question you can think of. This is why. If you get to know him, you'll trust him. You can't trust somebody you don't know. Because trust comes from the past. If you trust a plumber, somebody you know had a good experience with him. If you trust a mechanic, somebody you know had a good experience. You trust them because of what they did. I want to see you get a mechanic fresh out of school. Let him work on you. You know, people don't do that. They want to know, are you good? Do you know what you're doing? You got a $30,000 car out there and you're going to let a man fix it that just got out of school. Or somebody said he was a mechanic. It doesn't, you know, but if you have a history, now you can trust him. So if you don't have any dealings with God, it's possible to believe him and not trust him. If, as long as God is a mysterious stranger, you're going to have a problem trusting him. If you won't even do his word, you're going to have a problem trusting him when you need to. Now, it's just like our children. When they're under 5 years old, you got to watch them. They might run out in the street to get a ball. You told them 1,000 times, don't run in the street, you might get hit by a car. They never got hit by a car before. That's not real to them. The little pretty red ball rolls out in the street. You got to make sure you're out there with them. Nobody in their right mind let their young children play in the front yard and there's traffic. Because if you say stop, they might not stop. You have to watch over them. Now God watches over us. But it's time now for us to listen to what God has to say. It's time for us to draw near to the Lord and stop acting like 5-year-olds. If the child don't trust the parent to stop, they might get killed. But when they're a little older, when the parents say stop, they hear it a different way and they stop. Now they trust their parents. They learn to trust their parents. Just like you got to learn to trust God. People who want God on their terms, they are a danger to themselves. Because now Satan is going to, he's going to enter in and tempt them. And see, the thing about sin is this. It always hardens your heart. Always. once you start stepping into portions of sin, just a little bit, you're going to stop wanting to pray. You're going to stop wanting to go to a church where they warn you. See, we need the body. If God sent you to a specific church, keep going. If the preacher say things to tweak you, to help you not, before people get into a gross disaster, they always harden their heart. I told my son years ago, when people start getting into sin, they start disconnecting from things that make them strong. That's just how, that's the way it is. I've been going to church all my life. My dad was a Methodist pastor. I've been going to church all my life. I don't remember staying at home when I was a child. My sisters took me to church. See, my dad preached out of town. When I got a little older, I stayed at home. He would go to Utah, Alabama, and spend the weekend there. And my older sisters would take me to church. And they took me to church from the time I was 10 till I started driving. So, and then when I started driving, we'd all go to, I'd drive sometime. And then when I got saved, nobody had to take me to church anymore. I went on my own. I went to another church once I got saved. But anyway, I wasn't even saved yet, but I still went to church all my life. And I've been around good pastors and compromising pastors too. Compromising pastors teach what people want to hear. And when that happens, people do their own, they feel emboldened to do what they want to do. And people in the church will amen anything. I've heard people amen anything. Not everything, but anything. And that's because people gravitate to their own desires, and they find preachers that'll do the same thing. See, the Lord's got me saying these things because people vote. They vote on everything. They vote on the president, they vote on mayors, they vote on governors, they vote on senators, federal, state-wise, and they vote on the church they go to. And if the preacher step on their toes, so to speak, sometimes we need that. We need to be corrected. I remember I was going to Pratt City, and I had went through a situation. The Lord used to give me things to tell pastors, and it seemed like it wasn't listening. And I got frustrated in 1998, and I didn't study like I used to. I said, I'm studying, I'm learning these things, I'm doing what God said, and people ain't listening. I got in my emotions about it. But I love God, and Elder May would always say, get in the Word. You got to study the Word, just like I'm telling you. And this went on for about 4 weeks. I said, I'm going to go and study the Word. I'm tired of him telling me to study the Word. He helped me get back to balance. And then when I started studying the Word like I was supposed to, the Lord started talking again. And he never stopped giving me information, even though the people who he sent me to wouldn't listen. Now, that was not my business. He said, when you give a person a word from me, once you give them the word, that's your business to give them the word. What they do with it is not your business. And I had to come out of those dead emotions. See, sometimes we can drift, and we need the balance of somebody else. And he was there to help me get back to balance. That's what a strong church will do for you. We are not, we have a body. I promise you this. If you think you can just handle this life by yourself, the enemy don't try to handle this life by himself. He get help. The demons work together with the fallen angels. There's a difference. You can't see either one of them unless God open your eyes. And they're there. And evil men work together. So the people of God need to work together too. God has some pastor out there just for you. That will, and you'll be a blessing to him, and he's going to be a blessing to you. And just like you're not perfect, he's not either, but we work together. That's the principle. Some people go to church and they get stumped over one little comment. Did you take it to the Lord in prayer? Did you pray for him? You know, and even if he don't repent right away, you if you know it's wrong, you know not to do it. But see, when people want God on their terms, they make their own rules. And that's just what Satan wants you to do. Because in this culture that we live in, the American culture, we vote on our leaders. And people try to vote on God. They want God to be on their term. But sin will always harden your heart. And then the enemy will eventually drive you to darkness. And once he gets you on the outskirts of the kingdom, he'll try to harden your heart so you'll live there. If you live there, you won't have a mind to come back and do it God's way. But if you're steadily studying the Word of God and you're hearing the Word of God, you're gonna see what's wrong with what's wrong and what's right with what's right and make adjustments. Now, when that can't happen for you, then you'll vote the way you think is best for you. But when people are enticed, they follow a path that becomes entrapment. Sin is like entrapment. It's like walking into a minefield, and then there are bear traps out there to keep you out there, and they hurt. And you try to leave, you know, you can't. But the anointing can break the bonds of the dark world. So you have to stay in the word, in the love of God. Everything that God do has balance to it. Everything that God do is right. God loves you. You can't know that if you lean to your own ways. The only way you can learn who God is to let the word minister to you. Receive what the Lord is saying. Receive it with the intent to do it. Whatever it is. If it's wrong, there's no reason to do anything wrong. When God has given you the whole kingdom, God has a counter that's much better. Everything that people do that's wrong, people get hurt and they nurse their hurt feelings. See, the Lord told me this. He said that the enemy enters a man's life through three avenues: weaknesses, hurts, and fears. Your weaknesses, whatever hurt you, and your fears. That's how he manipulates your life. So when people get hurt, if you don't forgive, the hurt is something that the enemy can use to manipulate you and drive you to more darkness. But when you forgive the person that hurt you, you'll heal up. You will heal up. And you'll be able to move on. And that's very important to know. But when people are hurt, and when it's time for, and God is going to be God, he's going to give the pastor just what to say. And he's going to try to help you heal. He's going to show you, if you go to a good church, you're going to find out what to do. God's going to alert, because he loves you. All you have to do is don't be rebellious. You know, once people have something in their heart, that's what they'll do. Now, here's an example. This is Isaiah chapter 30. It says, "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord." Consider what I just said, though. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord. Take counsel." Let me start up. "Woe to the rebellious children, saith the Lord, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked in my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and to trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in your in the shadow of Egypt your confusion. For his princes were as Zoan, and his ambassadors came to Hanes. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach." See, they wanted help from the king of Assyria. Okay, continue. "They were ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame, and also a reproach. And the burden of the beast of the south into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lions, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of the young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, to a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Now go, write it before them in a table, and note it in a book, that it may be for a time to come forever and ever. That this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of the Lord, which say to the seer, see not. And to the prophets, prophesy not unto us right things. Speak unto us smooth things. Prophesy deceits. That sounds like the modern day preaching. The newfangled gospel. 11. Get you out of the way. Turn aside out of the path. Cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Wherefore, thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise this word, and trust in oppression and perverseness, and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be to you as a breach, ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found the bursting of it a sherd to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall ye be saved. Go back to God's will. That's where you're safe. In other words, stick with the word of God. That's where you're going to be all right. And then he said, for thus saith the Lord, thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning in rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye will not. The people didn't do this. But ye said, no, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall ye flee. They hardened their heart. Their will was strong. They did their will, and not the wisdom of God. And we will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. So they got overtaken, and they got destroyed, because they didn't listen. Just like the people that want God on their own terms. God is God. You got to get to know him for who he is. He loves you for who you are. And you can be corrected in him. If you're already washed in the blood of Jesus, you're in covenant. But you got to receive the word of God to stay untangled from the world. The world is trying to invade your life. And the word of God has a good counter for everything that the world is throwing at you. A lot of times, people ruin what God has given them. They pray for a good marriage, and then they mess it up because they don't read 1 Peter. They don't learn to walk in the God kind of love. They bring up all the evil memories, and they don't let people live it down. You got to forgive people. People are going to do wrong. They're not going to do everything right, but people are still valuable. Just like God values you when you were wrong, you got to remember, if God value them, you can too. And the people make a bad decision. That don't mean that that's the way they are forever. If they start learning the word of God, they're going to grow from glory to glory, just like we all do. I did things I hate. I did things as a child I wish I didn't do. I did things as an adult I wish I didn't do. God forgave me, and he don't ever bring it up. And that's the way it is. And I thank God for that. The way God loves me, that's the way I love you. As I learn from God, I learn how wonderful love is. And I ask the Lord to help me love his people just like he loves me. That's what 1 Peter teaches us. Now, what if every marriage did the same thing? What if people in marriage, they love their spouse and their children just like God loves them? What if the children love their parents just like God loves them? And guess what? That means our love will grow, because as you walk in it, you learn more. As you walk in the God kind of love, you learn more. You become a candidate to learn even more. You can relate to things that God will say to you. So when you walk in the God kind of love, you're ever increasing. But you got God on his terms instead of trying to get God to come down to your terms. the people in Isaiah chapter 30, they tried to get God to come down to their terms, and they wouldn't budge. They got tangled up in the world, and then they got destroyed. And that doesn't need to happen. I'm alerting, the Lord's got me alerting people, because he's got to come back. He said the people that don't have his word in their heart, they're not going to make it. There are things happening in this corrupt world. And I'm not talking about COVID right now. COVID is bad. That was the game changer. There are some things coming worse than that. But you're going to have faith in your heart. You're going to have the word of God in your heart to stand. And you can't let God remain a mysterious stranger. Because you can't trust a mysterious stranger. You got to get to know him. Then you can trust him. And see, when the Lord, he may have to warn you and tell you where to go. This is how serious it can get. And he'll tell you in time why you can evacuate. Let's say the Louisiana, you know, something like Katrina's going to happen. And the Lord knows it. He'll say, go ahead and leave. Most Christians won't even leave. They'll hang around till it's too late, till the traffic's loaded, and then the disaster happens. Then they always say, something told me to leave. They don't trust him because God is a mysterious stranger. But when you have the word in you and God is dealing with you all the time, you're used to it. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord. His return is imminent. Be ready. And don't be left.